I feel that with the special prosecutor's law, at least that office is only virtually going to handle corruption cases. So day in and day out, you are concerned with the prosecution of those cases. Your main aim is to handle them, so there will not be any situation where you go to the office and not be doing those things. So it will be handled expeditiously, so that if you do it expeditiously and people are convicted, at least that will be a deterrent to others that there's an office somewhere where when you get there, you'll definitely be put before court and jailed. As the Attorney General, you are handling so many cases, so the time lapse. And if the time lapses and you do not get the witnesses, you may end up not being able to try the case. So I think being focused just on the process, corruption cases, at least it makes you be able to tackle a lot, and that would be a deterrent, if you gain conviction, a deterrent to the members of the society.
On the issue of conflict of interest, Madam Nakoshilante said persons in public office must exercise the moral integrity to avoid the temptation of employing people they are related to or have direct influence over. She said she will never employ any relative or acquaintance.
Officers must have the moral integrity not to employ people that they can handle. If you employ me and I'm somebody that you can walk over, whatever you ask me to do, I will do that. So officers must be able to employ people who they do not have any hold on. In fact, I wouldn't want the public to even come near by saying that I'm an acquaintance. So I wouldn't even go near that. I would not employ you.
The deputy special prosecutor nominee said if given the nod, she is prepared to work assiduously and in humility with the special prosecutor.
Mr. Martin Amidu is a workaholic. So if he gives you work and you do it, that is it. And I wouldn't want to sit here and go to an office where I am given work and I would not do it. That is the reason why I was taken to that office, or I went to that office. So anything that he gives, the special prosecutor will give me, if given the nod, definitely I would have to work. Because in his absence, you will be in control. So you should be able to, get the grasp of what is happening in the office, so that when he's not around, you'll be able to. So if you sit there and he gives you work and you do not do it, and tomorrow he's not there, what do you do? You can't come back and tell them that you were then the deputy. So I will do everything that he tells me, because he is the boss, and I will be his deputy. So I'll work with him.
Deputy Special Prosecutor Nominee Jane Cynthia Nakoshilante answering questions in Parliament today.